Roughly six dozen plaintiffs allege that emotional, physical, and sexual abuse occurred in the federal boarding school system that operated from the late 1800s through the 1970s. The abuse has allegedly occurred at two boarding schools in South Dakota, the St. Francis Mission School on the Rosebud Sioux Reservation and St. Paul's School on the Yankton Sioux Reservation. Both were operated and staffed by Christian organizations in South Dakota, Wisconsin, New York, and Pennsylvania. The grievances claim that the Roman Catholic Church and organizations that ran the schools were negligent in their hiring and supervising of staff and lax in investigating complaints of student mistreatment. Attorney Jeff Herman represents the plaintiffs. He says they've shared childhood accounts of beatings, humiliation, and sexual torture at the hands of priests and nuns.
Even though some of these abuses happened so many years ago, for many people, the healing has never begun. It's something they've kept secret, something they've suppressed. And some of the things that happen from being abused as a child, victims grow up with dysfunctional relationships, the antisocial behavior, and addiction problems.
Herman says while many accused perpetrators are deceased, there's enough evidence to make a firm case to sue for damages. Julie Landis represents the Wisconsin Province Society of Jesus based in Milwaukee, which provided teachers to St. Francis. She says her organization cannot comment until they see the actual lawsuit. Other religious organizations have declined response for similar reasons. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.